outgoing you are, you know, some curiosity as to how you sort of manage your practice. Mm-hmm. Are you a little quieter than people might expect as a head coach? I mean, it almost seemed like at times you were louder as an assistant coach.
Well, yeah, probably, Danny, because when you're an assistant coach and you're responsible for 10 or 12 guys, you're really focused in on those guys. And as a head coach, you have to be more aware of everything that's happening around you. And you know, I like to move from drill to drill. I don't like to stick strictly with the defense or strictly with the offense. I try to get around and get to every drill, make my presence felt with every player. As I get more comfortable, though, I'll probably get more loud. I don't go out there with a plan as to how I'm going to act. I just act the way I feel.
Did seeing your coaches out here today, some of the new guys that you brought in, did seeing them on the field reacting with the players just kind of reaffirm what you thought in the first place about these guys?
I like the energy. I like the energy that the coaches brought. I like the way the players responded to the coaches. I thought that was real positive. I feel good about our coaching staff. I think it's a good coaching staff, and I think they're group of men that are committed to trying to draw the best out of these players and being the best that we can be. And it's exciting to be out here with them. But we've got a million miles to go. But it was nice to take the first step.
Were you hoping Leroy was going to be here today?
I certainly was hoping he would be. I did not expect him to be. We would like him to be here. We would like him to be getting this work. It's hard to ever duplicate the things that we're doing here, the first steps of the process. But that's a business decision that he made, and I respect that. But I certainly would have liked him to be here, yes.
How'd Matt look to you?
You know, I thought Matt looked good. I didn't concentrate just on Matt, but you know, I did notice that first throw of team. He zipped it in there well. I thought he moved around well. I thought he had good command, and I was impressed with Matt. I'm very optimistic.
What do you mean by business decision?
Well, it's a contractual decision. It's you know, he has been franchised. He could sign a waiver and come in and practice, or he could come in and sign the tender and come in and practice. And I believe he probably just made a business decision that at this time it was best for him to stay out. I have not talked to Leroy in a week or two, but our coaches are in contact with him all the time. There's no acrimony there. It's not an acrimonious thing. It's a business thing. There's no, you know, there's no bitterness. There's no back and forth. It's all very positive. He just made a business decision to stay out this camp.
Has he been around otherwise?
He's shown his face around, yeah. It's not like he's hiding. It's not like he's trying to avoid us. He's been very reachable, and he knows what's going on.
You're in a unique situation in that the outgoing coach is still on good terms and mm-hmm. he's still out there. Do you have to kind of resist the urge to pick up the phone and call him and ask him questions or anything?
I don't think that would be very fair to Mike. You know, you guys know how I feel about Mike and how much respect I have for Mike. And you know, I was unique in that my dad was a head coach, and so I saw him go through the transitions that Mike's probably going through now. And it wouldn't be fair to draw him back in. He knows that he's always welcome here. Always welcome here. This is a place that he should always feel comfortable coming back to. And I would always welcome any words of wisdom that he could give me, just like I did for the past 2 years. But for me to pick up the phone and approach him, I don't think that would be fair to Mike. You know, he needs to decompress in the way he decompresses.
Is Matt, does he have no restrictions, and he, in your mind, ready for the season?
Oh, well, none of us are ready for the season
no,
yet.
No, I mean physically.
He has no restrictions in terms of what he can do in practice. Mm-hmm. And we'll see how it goes. You know, we'll see how he feels after 3 hard days. But like I said, I'm cautiously optimistic. I think that Matt has done everything in his power to get himself to the point where he can go on the field today and have a good practice and feel good. And then we just have to see how he reacts.
Is there a new injury with Dion?
Dion, or Branch? No, Dion had a little cleanup on his knee a few weeks ago. Nothing serious. You guys know when you're coming off a major knee injury, for a couple of years, sometimes they have to go in there and scope and get loose bodies out and just clean it up. So it was very minor. This is an extra camp. There's no need to push him back onto the field. we're taking a cautious approach with any of those guys that are close. You know, we want to get those guys healthy before we push them back out on the field. And he falls under that umbrella.
When do you expect him to be out?
Well, we're hopeful that he can be out full go for our June camp, if not sooner. Maybe the rookie camp. But once again, I don't want to guess. I don't want to say. I want him to do it at his pace, and our medical staff will determine when he's ready to get out on the field.
Same thing with Walter Jones and Wall, Coach?
Same thing, yeah. We held 11 guys out today and feel comfortable doing that because, like I said, it's an early camp. It's an extra camp. It's the start of May. We don't play a game for 5 months, and we want to take a cautious approach at this point with those guys. We want them to be healthy. We want him to be full speed, and then we'll get him out here working.
Nice to see Richmond's out there, just actually seeing him with the team and stuff.
Yeah, and Hoosh has been around for the last couple of weeks working in our off-season program, and he's a fun guy to have around. He has a nice energy to him. He really enjoys competing. You know, he's what I'd call a gym rat. You know, he can't get enough. He's always around here, and he always wants more information. He does yoga, he does boxing, he does Pilates, he's got a ball in his hand, he's in meetings, he's coming up to the coach's office, you know, seeking information. It's fun to have a guy at his age and his level of ability and his stature in the league that's still so anxious to learn and anxious to be around. It's a very good sign.
Anything else?